Have you ever stared at a line of letters and numbers that looked like somebody's cat walked across a keyboard and thought, I'm supposed to make a go or no-go decision based on this? You are not alone. I'm Pattern on Traffic Pattern, and this is Radio Hangar. Today we are breaking down the Madar, line by line, group by group, until you can glance at one of these things and actually see the weather. Shout out to our friends at AviationSoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot, instrument, commercial? They've got you covered. Great way to mark the milestones that matter. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's walk through this together. METAR stands for Meteorological Aerodrome Report. Some folks will tell you it's a French acronym, and they're right. It comes from the French phrase for Aviation Routine Weather Report. But honestly, what matters is what it tells you. A METAR is a snapshot. It is a photograph of the weather at a specific airport at a specific moment. It is not a forecast. It is not a prediction. It is what a trained observer or an automated system measured right now. And here is something I wish someone told me when I was training. You do not need to memorize some massive decoder ring to read a METAR. There is a pattern to it. The groups always come in the same order. Once you learn that order, reading a METAR is like reading a sentence. Subject, verb, object, same thing every time. Let me give you a real one to work with. I'm going to read it out the way you'd see it on a screen, and then we'll take it apart. Kilo Alpha Bravo Echo, 191853 Zulu, 18010 10 Sierra Mike, Foxtrot Echo Whiskey Bravo Kilo, November 025 Sierra Charlie, Tango 045 Charlie Bravo, 04025 Alpha 24/17, Alpha 2 9992, Romeo Mike Kilo Sierra Foxtrot Alpha Oscar. Now, if that sounded like gibberish, that's fine. Breathe, by the time we are done, you are going to know exactly what every single piece means. First group. The station identifier, Kilo Alpha Bravo Echo. That K at the front tells you this is a station in the contiguous United States. The next three letters are the airport code. Alpha Bravo Echo is Allentown, Pennsylvania, Lehigh Valley International. In the real world, you will just see the letters CABE, AB. Every METAR starts with who is talking, the airport, second group. The date and time, 191853 Zulu. The first two digits are the day of the month, 19. The next four digits are the time in Zulu, which is Coordinated Universal Time, 1853 Zulu. So this observation was taken on the 19th day of the month at 6:53 p.m. UTC, always Zulu time, never local. If you're not comfortable converting Zulu to local yet, write the offset on a sticky note and put it on your kneeboard. Eastern Daylight Time is Zulu minus 4. Central daylight is Zulu minus 5, you get the idea. But the METAR does not care about your time zone. It speaks Zulu. Here is a quick note. Most METARs are issued at 53 minutes past the hour, not on the hour. 53 minutes past. That gives the observation time to get encoded and distributed before the top of the next hour. So when you pull a METAR and it says 1853 Zulu, that is normal. That is the routine observation. Now, sometimes you will see the word specie right before the date and time group. That means special observation. Something changed fast. Maybe the visibility dropped. Maybe a thunderstorm rolled in. Maybe the ceiling fell through the floor. When you see specie, I pay extra attention. The weather moved between routine observations and somebody thought you needed to know about it. Third group, the wind, 180 at 10. The first three digits are the direction the wind is coming from in degrees true north. 180 means the wind is coming from the south, due south. The next two or three digits are the speed in knots. 10 means 10 knots. So you have a south wind at 10 knots. Now sometimes you'll see a G in there. That stands for gusts. If it said 18010 gust 20, that's a south wind at 10 knots gusting to 20. Gusts matter. The difference between the steady wind and the gust factor is what will make your approach feel smooth or feel like a rodeo. And if the wind is really all over the place, you will see variable. Either the letters VRB replacing the direction, meaning the wind is too light and variable to call a direction, or you might see a variable group at the end like 150 Victor 210, meaning the wind is swinging between 150 and 210 degrees. That range matters for runway selection. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. If the wind group says 00000 kilo tango, that means calm, no wind, and that is actually kind of rare. Enjoy it. Fourth group, visibility, 10 statute miles, this one is pretty straightforward. The number followed by the letters SM, which stands for statute miles. 10 SM is the best it will report in the United States if you see 10 SM, that is unrestricted visibility or at least close to it. But here is where it gets interesting. You might see fractions, 1 and 1/2 SM, 3 quarters SM, 1 quarter SM. When visibility starts dropping below 3 statute miles, you really need to pay attention, especially as a VFR pilot. Remember, the basic VFR weather minimums in class golf airspace during the day are 1 statute mile visibility and clear of clouds. But just because it's legal doesn't mean it's smart. If you're a student pilot or a fresh private pilot and the visibility is 3 miles, that is a strong signal to think hard about whether you want to be up there. Fifth group, weather phenomena. This is where the METAR tells you what is going on in the air. And this is where a lot of students get lost because the codes are abbreviated and they feel random, but they follow a pattern too. There's an intensity prefix. A minus sign means light. No sign means moderate. A plus sign means heavy. Then there are descriptor codes. Tango Sierra is thunderstorm. Foxtrot Zulu is freezing. Sierra Hotel is showers. Bravo Lima is blowing. Then the actual precipitation type. Romeo Alpha is rain. Sierra November is snow. Foxtrot Golf is fog. Bravo Romeo is mist. Hotel Zulu is haze. In our example, we did not have a weather group, which means the observation had no significant weather happening at the time. Clear skies, good visibility, no precipitation. But let me give you one. If you saw minus Romeo Alpha, that's light rain. Plus, Tango Sierra Romeo Alpha is heavy thunderstorm with rain. Foxtrot Zulu Romeo Alpha is freezing rain, and that one should make you sit up straight in your chair. Here is a practical tip. If you see Tango Sierra anywhere in the weather group, that means a thunderstorm is happening at or near the airport. That is not something you mess with, not in a Cessna 172, not in a Boeing, not in anything. Thunderstorms are the great equalizer. Sixth group. Sky condition? This tells you about the clouds. In our example, we had scattered at 4,500 and ceiling broken at 4,000. Wait, those are two separate cloud layers, and that's important. The sky condition group uses three-letter codes. Foxtrot Echo Whiskey means few clouds, 1 to 2/8 coverage. Sierra Charlie Tango means scattered, 3 to 4/8 coverage. Bravo Kilo November means broken, 5 to 7/8 coverage. Oscar Victor Charlie means overcast, 8/8 coverage completely covered. The three digits after the code are the cloud height in hundreds of feet above ground level. Not above sea level, above the ground. So 045 means 4,500 feet above the airport. Now here is the critical thing. A ceiling is the lowest layer reported as broken or overcast. Scattered is not a ceiling. Few is not a ceiling. You need broken or overcast for it to count as a ceiling in our example. Broken at 4,000 feet is the ceiling. The scattered layer at 4,500 is above it and noted, but the ceiling is 4,000. Why does this matter? Because when you're checking VFR weather minimums, the ceiling requirement in certain airspace is what you measure against. In Class Charlie and Delta, you need at least a 1,000-foot ceiling. If the METAR says overcast at 800, you're below VFR minimums in that airspace. And here is something that trips people up on check rides. The examiner is looking for you to correctly identify the ceiling. If the METAR reports scattered at 2,000 and overcast at 5,000, the ceiling is 5,000, not 2,000. Scattered is not a ceiling. I have seen students get that wrong under pressure. Seventh group, temperature and dew point, alpha 24/17. That's a temperature of 24 degrees Celsius and a dew point of 17 degrees Celsius. Both are always in Celsius. If you see the letter M in front of a number, that means minus below zero. Why do you care about the spread between temperature and dew point? Because, as those two numbers get closer together, the air is getting more saturated and fog or low clouds are more likely to form. A general rule of thumb is that when the spread is within 2 to 3 degrees, start expecting visibility issues. If you're planning to fly in the evening and the temperature is dropping toward the dew point, you might take off in clear skies and come back to a fog bank sitting on your runway. Eighth group, altimeter setting, alpha 2 niner 2. That is an altimeter setting of 29.92 inches of mercury. You set this in your altimeter's Colesman window so your altitude reads correctly. If you do not update your altimeter setting to the nearest reporting station, your altitude could be off. High pressure to low, look out below. If you fly from an area of high pressure into an area of lower pressure without resetting, your altimeter will read higher than your actual altitude. You'll be closer to the ground than you think. Last group remarks. This is where the METAR gets chatty, and honestly, this section is a goldmine that most students skip. Romeo Michelo tells you this is an automated station with a human observer. Sierra Foxtrot Alpha Oscar might tell you about the station type. But you will also find things like peak wind, the beginning and ending times of precipitation, and sea level pressure in here. If you see lightning remarks or information about cumulonimbus clouds, that is the METAR waving a red flag at you. One remark you should always look for is the variable ceiling group. If the ceiling is fluctuating, say between 800 and 1,200, the remarks section will tell you. And that fluctuation might mean the difference between the airport being VFR and instrument conditions depending on when you arrive. All right, let me tie this all together with a practical scenario. You are planning a cross-country flight. Your destination is reporting scattered at 30,500, broken at 5,000, visibility, 7 statute miles, wind 270 at 15 gusting 25, and the temperature dew point spread is 4 degrees. What do you see? You see a 5,000-foot ceiling, that is fine for VFR. 7 miles visibility, good. But you have a strong westerly wind gusting to 25. That is a factor for your runway selection and your approach. The 4-degree temp dew point spread is comfortable now. But if you are arriving in the evening as temperatures cool, that spread is going to tighten. Pull the TAF and see what the forecast says for your estimated time of arrival. And this is really the big takeaway. A METAR does not exist in a vacuum. It is one piece of your weather briefing. You pair it with the TAF for the forecast. You check the winds and temps aloft for your cruise altitude. You look for any airmits or sigmits along your route. The METAR tells you what the airport looks like right now. The rest of the briefing tells you what it will look like when you get there. Here is one more thing. Get in the habit of reading METARs every day, even on days you're not flying. Pull up the METAR for your home airport every morning. Decode it in your head. Check it against what you see outside. Within a few weeks, you will not need a decoder card anymore. You will read them the way you read English. It just becomes language. The Airman Certification Standards for Private Pilot expect you to obtain and interpret weather information, and that explicitly includes METARs. Your examiner will hand you one and expect you to read it fluently, not stumble through it with a cheat sheet. Practice now so it is second nature on check ride day. Most of what we covered today comes straight from the Federal Aviation Administration's Aviation Weather Services Advisory, Circular, and the Pilot's Handbook of Aeronautical Knowledge. Both are free on the FAA's website and they are worth your time. That's the METAR one line of text. The whole picture of an airport at a single moment. Learn to read it and you've got one of the most powerful tools in your weather toolbox. Find more at radiohanger.com. I'm Pattern. Go pull one up right now and decode it before you forget everything I just said. See you next time.